Iraq's interim prime minister today defended an American airstrike Saturday in Fallujah that killed more than 20 people, including civilians. U.S. military officials said the attack hit a safe house for a terrorist group. Iraq's prime minister said he welcomed hits on terrorists anywhere in Iraq, and he outlined a plan for Iraq's security. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Prime Minister Iyad Allawi spelled out a new structure for the country's security forces so they can focus on fighting terrorism. He asked other countries for help.
As more and more Iraqis step forward to risk their lives to fight the enemy, the international community can make an important contribution by providing resources to help train and equip Iraqi security forces and the Iraqi armed forces. Until our forces are fully capable, we will continue to need support from our friends in the multinational force.
As a terror campaign intensifies in the capital with devastating car bombs and on Iraq's economy, attacks on major oil pipelines in the south, Iraq's interim prime minister said he was considering emergency laws in some parts of the country. He said the decision last year to disband the Iraqi army was a mistake. The new army will have a new priority, he said.
Our top priority for training and equipping will be for those specialized forces that can strike terrorists and insurgents before they have opportunities to harm innocent people.
In the days leading up to the handover of sovereignty on June 30th, security in the country is beginning to have an Iraqi face. The coalition provisional authority's distinctive blue backdrop for media events has disappeared. The blue sign behind Allawi reads, "Securing Iraq's Future" in Arabic and in English. The prime minister was asked if U.S. forces had informed him of the strike against the house in Fallujah, a procedure that is called for after the handover of power.
Well, as you know, sovereignty is not transferred yet fully to the government of Iraq. We hope this would be done on the 30th of June. However, we have been informed a short time before the action took place. This pattern, of course, will change once sovereignty is transferred.
Then, Iraqis will measure their own government's performance in halting attacks that have cost so many Iraqi lives. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.